Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
The president laid out very clearly in his news conference yesterday that we do have a comprehensive strategy for dealing with ISIL. What the president is still waiting on are some military options that are being developed by the professionals at the Department of Defense for possible military strikes against ISIL in Syria. But when it comes to our strategy for dealing with ISIL in Iraq, the president's been very clear about what that strategy is, and it starts with pushing Iraq's political leaders to take the kinds of steps that are necessary to form an inclusive government.
You are tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, taking your phone calls on this day after when they're calling it the press conference, the no strategy press conference, as the president walked out in now that famous tan suit and Twitter lit up. I love one of the best things I saw. The audacity of taupe is how it was described yesterday when the president walked out. And again, more remarks. Even you're going to hear about Representative King, I believe, that feels it sends the wrong message to the world. It looks weak. Daily Mail, yes, we tan. Obama ridiculed for wearing a used car salesman suit to discuss the crisis in Iraq and Ukraine. And today they have been playing catch up and trying to put a spin. Well, that's not exactly what he meant. What he meant to say, well, it doesn't matter. If you listened to the Savage Nation yesterday, you heard it for yourself. We have to adapt, and you have to realize right now we're dealing basically, as it's been said, this is like a post-presidency. That's how he looked yesterday, a president past his office, merely just coasting. We're going to talk about that and also bring you up to speed. Very serious situation in London right now, as Britain has raised their terrorism threat level to severe. But we'll get to that as well. But also your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Let's just step back for a moment. I mean, as much as they can talk about, and you heard the president's spokesman, Josh Dernis, and he was even quoted, the president stands behind his suit. This is what it's come down to, where even the president's own people are trying to even defend and explain away his actions. And again, the actions of, doesn't he seem checked out to you? Doesn't he seem like someone who's on cruise control? You know, body language is so important. Your actions are so important. What does it say to you, a president, number one, that steps forward and condemns an American being decapitated overseas? And that, of course, the American, the journalist, Foley. And then you have, as he steps forward to a press conference, walks out wearing a suit most of the time people would recognize of that, of either an agent of Century 21 or ABC, or just some kind of, as they said, looking like a used car salesman. And, you know, I like some of the lines. This is what happens when Obama bypasses Congress to purchase a suit. But the real story here is the leader of the free world. Why would he step forward and say we don't have a strategy yet? And you can't can the president continue to say that this is a JV squad? Can the president continue to try to diminish this terrorist threat? Would Reagan have come out wearing a suit like that? Would President Reagan ever have said, we don't have a strategy? What about our military? Is that ever, if you're a veteran, your current military, is that the type of message that we put forward to our enemies? We don't have a strategy. Why would you announce that? Now, with all of this going on, the backdrop, as far as right now, as I said, Britain has raised the terrorism threat level to severe. Where is the president? He's going to be out fundraising tonight. Westchester, New York, and then also in Rhode Island. And then he was supposed to go back to Westchester. But instead, he's going back to D.C. And they're even trying to explain that away. Why do you think the president is returning to Washington? You know, I recently read Ed Klein's book. And in Ed Klein's book, it's interesting. He talks about how Michelle Obama is ferociously jealous of the president and thinks that he's this ladies' man, a man about town. And you know, I'm already seeing on Twitter people questioning, you know, where is Beyonce tonight? And why do you think, who made the call that the president of the United States is not allowed to stay overnight, do an overnight from the White House, unguarded, strolling around in his tan suit? We're going to take your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Let's immediately go to your phone calls. Cindy is on line 4. She's listening on KSFO. Cindy, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. And Cindy, you're up first on the Savage Nation.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, everybody's making a comment about the tan suit, but you have to remember, what color did our soldiers wear when they were in Desert Storm? They wore tan and brown. You know, he's sending a message. We're not going to take any more of their garbage.
Well, then what?
I mean, we've tried to find peace agreements. We've tried to find peaceful solutions. They want to live in peace with us, fine. But if not, well, we got to do what we got to do.
Cindy, I would have felt more comfortable if he came out in a full military uniform then, in tan or brown. But Cindy, when a guy walks out in a suit looking like a used car salesman, says he doesn't have any strategy, do you think that garners respect around the world?
Cindy would have sent the message where he would have looked like a dictator, and we're not that. We're not that kind of country.
Why do you think, Cindy, they were wearing tan uniforms when they were in the Middle East, when we were fighting, whether it be Iraq or Afghanistan? Why do you think that was?
It was their camouflage. It was their how they...
Well, was he trying to wear camouflage in the White House yesterday? Listen to yourself. You think he needed to send... What was the message he was sending? I think he did send a clear message that it's summertime, he's checked out, and the only thing that he's got a strategy on is how to improve his swing and maybe his chipping and putting.
We've tried to find peaceful solutions for the last 12 years. If they don't want to live in peace with us, well, then they have to live by the tenets of their own faith.
But you have no problem with how the president dressed yesterday?
I don't have a problem with it.
You think he looks strong?
Actions count.
Actions count. He hasn't done anything and said he doesn't have a strategy, Cindy.
Well, they're working on a strategy for Syria. But they're already sent. There's a bombing down there to get the ISIS people. They went in and rescued the people over there in northern Iraq. I mean, what do you want him to do? Go over there personally?
I don't want him. I want him to convey strength. I want him to convey that there's going to be consequences. I want him to convey that he is ready to crush any enemy of the United States, Cindy. And most importantly, I don't want him to announce that we don't have a strategy on how to deal with these people. Is that asking too much? Are you too much of an Obama apologist to recognize that? Thank you for the call, Cindy. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Now, if you're in the military, if you served in Desert Storm, call us right now. Maybe you've never called before. I'd like to hear firsthand on how we chose the color of those uniforms. You know, I hadn't heard that before. He was trying to send a message, and he was wearing the same color uniform as our troops in Desert Storm. Now, that's creative. I haven't heard of that. But 1-855-400-7282. Remember, you can visit our website. It's michaelsavage.com. Line 1 is Nick. And he's listening on WMAL in Washington. Nick, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Nick.
Your last caller, Cindy, she would definitely be defined as your low-information voter. But let me tell you, the problem is we're at war. Whether people want to realize it or not, we're at war. But we're going to be at war till we lick them. The only way we're going to lick them is some strength to use all our resources. And if people don't realize it, the president, if you want to call him, he's not my president. I didn't vote for him. He is a Muslim. He wore those tan clothes he knew it would aggravate Americans, true Americans. We are definitely at war. He's doing everything in his power to deny us what we should be doing. And unfortunately is he rekindled along with the rest of his crew the Cold War. We're at war with Russia as far as I'm concerned.
Nick, if you're the president, why would you go out and stroll out and announce to the entire world that we do not have a strategy on how to deal with the terrorists? Why would you do that? What's really going on here, the way you see it?
That is a service for saying something stupid. First of all, that's a stupid thing, and that's slander against the United States, as far as I'm concerned.
Let me just ask you one more question before I let you go. Do you think, as some people are suggesting, that this, by that offhanded, off-the-cuff remark, he's actually putting our troops in jeopardy, in harm's way?
Him and all the Democrats always did this. We had a National Guard guarding airports after 9/11 because the Democrats and the liberal media made a big thing. We can't have our National Guard with real bullets. Come on, this is a joke. That's why we won every battle in Vietnam, except for the press. We're fighting our own press, and what we really should do is a true American should never. We shouldn't be buying any newspapers, American magazines, or going to any American movies being made.
Wow. No, I break off there. I mean, listen, I still have to get information, for crying out loud. I don't go that far. I want to go to line six, and Joan, who's listening in Detroit on WJR. Joan, this is John DePietro sitting in for the doctor, and you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joan.
Well, actually, I just wanted to call, really kind of give you some support, because I do agree with you. There's some things about Obama that I definitely disagree with. And the British Prime Minister, when he came out, you got that sense of urgency. Obama is just lackluster. And then after all that, he went out to campaign. He just want to golf and campaign. And I just don't...
Joan, you make a very good point. And that's what people should understand. Keep in mind... You know, after that, the American Jim Foley was decapitated and executed, and we got the video. The British Prime Minister Cameron, he left vacation and immediately returned. And where did our president go? Back on the golf course. Right now, Great Britain, they are on full alert. They are waiting for an attack. They anticipate an attack. They are complete. Britain raises the terrorism threat level to severe. And I'll tell you about that. And she is exactly right. Joan is right. Where is the president going to be tonight? Fundraising. More fundraising. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up. This is the Savage Nation.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Make sure that we've got clear plans, that we're developing them. At that point, I will consult with Congress. And make sure that their voices are heard. But there's no point in me asking for action on the part of Congress before I know exactly what it is that is going to be required for us to get the job done.
You are tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Remember, when you get a chance... Log on to the website. You can pre-order Dr. Savage's book. It's coming out October 7th. Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. You can pre-order it today from the website or from barnesandnoble.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. taking your phone calls. Let's go out to line one. Is John, and he's listening on WABC in New York. John, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, you know, I think if I remember correctly, as a matter of fact, I know, watched a lot of World War II documentaries, and Adolf Hitler had a tan suit just like that. Just like that. I mean, he had jack boots and the belt going across ways, you know, from shoulder to waist. I think more and more what he's trying to do is not look presidential and not look American. It's just that he wants to have his own international kind of theme going on, and that's just a little part of it.
You know, that's it. Thank you for the call, John. That's an interesting way to look at it. He's trying to. I didn't realize that Hitler had a tan suit like that. You know, the White House is trying to brush it off, just saying the president has different looks. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how, you know, they're still continuing to answer questions on the president's choice of a suit to wear. Let's go to line eight. Amanda is listening on WJR in Michigan. Amanda, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. I want to know when we're going to stop using the word radical in front of Islam. I've lived in Dearborn all my life, and I can tell you right now that it's very radical to have the local public school system having midnight football practice for Ramadan and have the local Catholic church have its bells, its noon chimes stifled because it's offensive. And to have the University of Michigan have special workout times for women so that they can exercise in the public institution and be modest, unlike the rest of us tramps, and for us to also have foot baths.
Well, I, you know, there is a difference, though. And I don't know if you're the whole element of being radical. What also should be looked at is ISIS is the most extreme, brutal savages, just like the Savage Nation, but brutal killers. Stop anything in their way. You don't announce that you don't have a strategy to deal with them. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE. More ahead on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, it's John DePietro. Now, this just came over the wire. Judicial Watch. Fed's bulletin describes threat of imminent terrorist attack on the southern border. The source is the National Review. For those who've been raising alarms, jihadist threat, national security, vulnerability created by the Obama administration's non-enforcement of the immigration laws. This is not a surprise, particularly less than 2 weeks before September 11th, but is jarring nonetheless. Islamic terrorist groups are operating in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez and planning to attack the United States with car bombs or other vehicles borne improvised explosive devices. High-level federal law enforcement, intelligence, and other sources have confirmed to Judicial Watch a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Again, I repeat, a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, Defense agencies all been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning an imminent terrorist threat. Now, you have to wonder, President Obama flying back to Washington tonight. He is going to be fundraising in Westchester, New York, also Newport, Rhode Island, was supposed to stay overnight in New York. Instead, he's flying back to Washington, D.C. The report goes on. The disturbing inside intelligence comes on the heels of news reports revealing U.S. intelligence has picked up increased chatter among Islamic terror networks approaching the 13th anniversary of of the September 11th attacks. While these terrorists reportedly plan their attacks just outside the U.S., President Obama admits, quote, "We don't have a strategy yet to combat ISIS. I don't want to put the cart before the horse." As you know, he said yesterday. Let's hear exactly what the president said.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
And again, repeating, this just came across the wire. Judicial Watch reporting the news that apparently agents across Homeland Security, Justice Defense Agencies placed on alert all possible leads concerning this imminent terrorist threat. And this is all, as you know, the president nonstop vacation, the tan suit, and nonstop fundraising. So we're going to continue to monitor this. We'll take your phone calls on this developing story. Let's go back to your phone calls. Again, our phone number for the Savage Nation is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Now, I know we have listeners down in that area. We have listeners that are connected with Homeland Security, connected with Justice and Defense Agency, security. Anyone that has information, give us a call on this imminent terrorist threat that has just crossed the wire. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You would think, with all this going on, that the president would drop the fundraising and return to Washington, but immediately, or just stop it, but it's not happening. Let's go out to line 7. John is listening on WBAP in Dallas. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, John. I just wanted to kind of spring up that that update you just gave, and also another story today that came out that an ISIS laptop was actually recovered containing plans to spread weaponize the bubonic plague and ideas and plans for WMDs. How do you think that President Obama will spin this if something does in fact happen coming from Mexico into Texas? Who do you think gets the blame, considering he seems to shirk any responsibility whenever something happens? I think maybe the Republicans might find themselves in the crosshairs, considering they didn't pass his, quote, border security bill that he stumped on so much that they died in the Senate. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. You're right down there in Dallas, okay? And this alert, John, concerns an imminent terrorist attack on the border. Now, let me ask you this. Should there be a terrorist attack? Is it really going to matter afterwards? Your main concern, I mean, you're some of the people in harm's way. I mean, don't you think this is a time, you can't worry about the spin, John. This is a time that, you know, there are people that have information. So I appreciate the call, but, you know, it's not a matter in the aftermath of then let's see how he's going to spin this. I mean, people have to be on alert. I mean, this is just coming over in case you're just hearing this. Let's go to line 2. Deborah is listening on WMAL. Deborah, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Go right ahead, Deborah.
I'm going back to something you said at the very beginning of the show when you were talking about an inclusive government over in Iraq. He screwed up this government so much, this country, and made it so divisive. And yet, all over the place, Syria, Iraq, everything, he wants to run the government the way he wants it to be run before he'll help. Well, now that they still don't have the inclusive government, look how far the Islamic State has taken over.
Well, thank you for the call, Deborah. Listen, we need a wartime type president, all right? If that bulletin that I just shared with you, imminent terrorist attack warning by the feds on the U.S. border. Folks, this just came over the wire on the southern border. Isn't this what people have been talking about? Isn't this what you have been concerned about and reading about? I mean, what does it say? And we have a president that seems checked out. We have a president, you know, as they say, that doesn't seem up to the task. You know, at this point, if he does not feel fully engaged, all of our health, security, well-being is depending on it. He needs to seriously think about stepping aside. We need someone that is going to protect the country. We need someone that wants to be there. We need someone that is going to take command and show charge and authority. The eyes of the world are on us, not strolling around in a tan suit looking like he's at a cocktail party in the Hamptons or at a cocktail party for a Labor Day weekend and openly saying we don't have a plan. We need to rally the American people. We need a leader that is going to protect you and me. But again, I mean, Judicial Watch, imminent terrorist attack warning by the feds on the U.S. border, the southern border. Now, again, I repeat, what is odd about this is President Obama, you know, he certainly did look distracted yesterday. He admitted he didn't have a strategy. And on top of that, he is cutting short his trip tonight, his fundraising, and returning to the nation's capital. Now, if he didn't go to the fundraisers, it would immediately raise eyebrows. He's doing that, but he's not staying overnight. So there's something up. There's some reason why he's returning, and suddenly this bulletin comes out of an imminent terrorist attack by the feds on the U.S. border. Who knows where they could be in this country? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I think we need someone who is going to be focused on keeping us safe, first and foremost. Now, line five is Daniel. He's listening on WABC. Daniel, our thoughts out to everyone in New York with this news that just came out, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Daniel.
Well, it's scary. We got a president because people want to be politically correct. Here we got a guy that's not qualified for the job, but we get attacked. We attack him because he's inept at what he's doing. We need a leader. That's what we need. We have a president, but we don't have a leader. We need someone like a Governor Rick Perry, someone that's experienced and capable of making a decision, not for their party, but for all the people of America.
Daniel, does he exude confidence to you? Does he exude strength to you?
I am ashamed of my president. I am disappointed. I am disappointed because it affects every and each one of us in this country. And it's a terrible thing. We're the greatest country in the world, and here we have someone that keeps pushing things off, kicking the can down the road, making excuses, playing golf. I mean, I don't want to hear this. I need someone that's going to inspire me, to make me feel good like I am part of something great.
Daniel, thank you for the call. Our phone number, 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to line 7. Leslie is listening on KSFO. Leslie, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Leslie.
You know, I just can't believe that this guy, you know, as Daniel just said, you know, I'm ashamed of him. I am ashamed of him. I voted for him in the first election and not in the second. I really was counting on him. But I'm telling you, this guy, you know, maybe he's playing a joke on us. Maybe he really does have he's trying to, you know, make believe he's not, excuse me, I'm nervous. Make believe he's not, has something going on. Maybe he does have something going on. Maybe he's not telling us. Maybe that's what he wants to do. He wants to, you know, lead them astray and think that he doesn't have anything going on. I just can't believe he's so stupid.
But thank you for the call, Leslie. But is he stupid, folks? I mean, is he stupid? There's something up that the president is flying back to Washington tonight. And why so obsessed? You have to ask yourself, why so obsessed about all this fundraising? Yeah, I mean, he's not even running for re-election. Has anyone stopped to think about that? Have you ever seen anyone so obsessed about raising money? What is that all about? Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. And again, in case you're just tuning in, maybe just putting on the radio, Judicial Watch has come out with this story that there is apparently the feds have issued a bulletin describing a threat of an imminent terrorist attack on the southern border. This is what people have been afraid of. This has been what people have been warning about, having open borders. And now we find out Homeland Security, Justice, defense agencies all have been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all leads concerning an imminent terrorist threat on our southern border. Now, keep in mind right now that Great Britain, they raise their level threat. Terrorist threat has been raised. And the president, President Obama, flying back to Washington tonight. He's going to continue his fundraising, but he is flying back tonight. Line six is Mike on WABC in New York. Mike, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Very well. Just go right ahead.
I got to make this brief because, you know, you got me in my war state right now. I'm an ex-Vietnam veteran. I'm a river rat. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
I have.
So the uniform or the suit the president wore, the base suit, who cares? I don't care.
You're wrong.
The toughest guy on the riverboat has no shirt on and cut-off camouflage.
You're wrong.
All right?
You're wrong, Mike.
What?
You're wrong.
Oh, you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Why do police wear a uniform? Why did you in the military wear a uniform? You're wrong. The what you wear symbolizes and says a lot about the person. I don't know what kind of line of work you're in, but if you were interviewing someone for a high-level job and they came strolling in a T-shirt and jeans, and then there's someone standing next to them, and they're in a sharp uniform, crisp shirt, ironed, and they look proper, are you telling me there's no difference between the two of them? You don't believe that.
You know what? Let me say it. Give me a second.
No. You already said what you had to say. What do you mean, give you a second? What are you talking about? How can you sit there and say it doesn't matter what he's wearing? Watch your language. That's ridiculous to say it doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. All right, if that's the case, then why not come strolling off the golf course in shorts and a pullover? It absolutely matters. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. All of your phone calls coming up. And again, we'll tell you more about this bulletin that has come out, whether or not it's connected. We're going to try to find out, connected to the president flying back to Washington tonight. Once again, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, my name is John DePietro, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. You are tuned to the Savage Nation. Now, in case you're just tuning in, Judicial Watch has issued a story that apparently they have issued a terrorist threat at our southern border. Homeland Security, all agencies are on alert. And now this story is also breaking. Italy steps up security over alleged ISIS plot to kill the Pope. As Pope Francis continues to straddle the fine line between calling for the end of persecution of Christians and blessing American airstrikes against ISIS, there's an increasing concern for the pontiff and the public safety. We'll go to your phone calls. Continue updated on all this. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line two. Kent is listening on WMAL. Kent is not there. Let's go to line three. Ralph is listening on WABC in New York. Hello, Ralph on the Savage Nation.
John?
Yes, Ralph. Go right ahead.
This man in the White House has not been engaged since 20. I'll go back to 2008. So are we surprised that he acts in this fashion? Is there anything behind this so-called uniform that he wore during this mishandled press conference there? Yeah, I believe that he wants to be kind of... I thought the caller had a good point.
Well, hold it right there. We're going to keep it going. 1-855-400-7282. In for Dr. Savage, it's John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Earlier today, the Home Secretary confirmed that the Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre has increased the threat level in the United Kingdom from substantial to severe. This is the first time in 3 years that the threat to our country has been at this level. This is the first time in 3 years that the threat to our country has been at this level. My first priority as Prime Minister is to make sure we do everything possible to keep our people safe.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
You are tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on this Friday, final Friday in August. This is John DePietro taking your calls on the Savage Nation. As right now, if you are just putting on your radio, it's as almost as if the world is on watch. Here are some of the news coming down. First of all, from Judicial Watch. Imminent terrorist attack warning by the feds on the U.S. border. Now, that voice you had heard was that of Prime Minister David Cameron. I'm going to get to the situation there in just a moment. But this from Judicial Watch. Islamic terrorist groups are operating in a Mexican border city planning to attack the United States with car bombs or other vehicles borne improvised explosive devices. High-level federal law enforcement, intelligence, other sources have confirmed that a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense agencies have all been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning this imminent terrorist threat. Now, on this Friday, where is President Obama? He's going to be fundraising. However, he is expected, he's flying back to Washington tonight. Not giving a reason. He's going to be in Westchester, New York. He's going back there tomorrow as he's attending a wedding. He could be staying overnight, was supposed to. Instead, he's going back. This over the wires. Italy steps up security. Have you heard about this? Over alleged ISIS plot to kill Pope Francis. They have published a disturbing report that Pope Francis, quote, is in the crosshairs of ISIS for, quote, bearing false witness against Islam, citing anonymous sources within Italy's intelligence community. The paper went on to say ISIS plans to heat things up by raising the level of confrontation with Europe, Italy, and very specifically, Pope Francis. With all of this going on, do you have faith in President Obama? Is he someone, do you think, now you just heard his words from yesterday, we have no plan, we have no strategy, we don't know how to deal with these people, announcing to the world in his tan suit. Or as they had said, the audacity of Taupe. But another headline, the FBI's most recent national threat assessment for domestic terrorism makes no reference to Islamic terror threats despite last year's Boston Marathon bombing. Why is that? But getting back, if you have family in Great Britain, a lot of people, students have gone over first semester or maybe vacation, Britain has raised the terrorism threat level to severe. The tone of the warning, this is the New York Times, recalled the days of July 7, 2005, four suicide bombers killed 52 travelers on the London transit system. The new designation is the second highest after critical, meaning that the attack is expected imminently. The terrorism threat level, long considered to be substantial, meaning attack was highly likely, the new level, severe, meant a terrorist attack is highly likely. And all of this going on, in the backdrop. You know, what have you been talking about? What has the Savage Nation and Dr. Savage been talking about? Is the security of the border. How long now have people been complaining? We had an open border putting us all in jeopardy. And now, instead of Americans getting ready to celebrate the Labor Day weekend and relax, instead now, all agents across a number of Homeland Security, Defense, all working aggressively, possible leads, imminent terrorist threat at our southern border. We are taking your calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, I just saw on Twitter, people are contacting family members that live in and along the southern border. People that were going to go away for vacation for Labor Day are having second thoughts on their plans. Let's go to your phone calls. Starting with Rachel on line 5, who's listening on KCMO in Kansas City. Rachel, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, yes, John. You know, I think there's so much hype and fear going on with this, and right on the heels of possibly some kind of an amnesty for the undocumented, and now this has come on. You know, we are the most powerful nation on the planet. If the president has said that he has no plan, I don't believe that. I'm sure we do have a plan.
Why would you say that then, Rachel? Now you're saying the president purposely lied? All right, let me ask you this, Rachel. Is Prime Minister Cameron also in on this conspiracy of yours? And why would he be doing this to the people of Great Britain?
What? Of Great Britain?
Yeah, why would he be doing that? Why would Prime Minister Cameron be telling everyone that right now that they have raised the terrorism threat level there? Why would Prime Minister David Cameron do that?
Okay, and why even the threat against the Pope? Now that is more credible, unfortunately. I'm Roman.
But then why are you saying that, you know, this is all a lot? Is that how you just regard it? Hype and fear? Do you think that that's what our key ally, David Cameron, is that what he's doing, Rachel? He's just hyping and fearing people?
No, no. I think all our media is hyping. It's an imminent attack. I think we've got sleeper cells already here in our own, in the country.
And you're not concerned about that?
Border becomes the buzzword. Oh, we got to close the borders. I think that's just the views. We've got to stay with the issue.
I see. Thank you for the call, Rachel. So the president's strategy is pretend we don't have a strategy. And then how does that benefit us? Don't you want to show strength? Line 9 is John listening on WABC. We're going to go to John in just a moment. Ralph is on line 3. He's listening on WABC in New York. Hello, Ralph.
Well, John, as you see, the president has indeed been briefed. He was aware of what was what went down just a few short minutes ago. And the fact that he comes out with this cryptic statement the other day, John, or yesterday, is disturbing, John. But here's the case in point. We're in danger right now, as I speak here in New York City, the powder keg of everything, John. Whatever's going to go down, it's going to go down right where I stand, right in the financial district of New York City. And, John, what the plain and simple fact is we have an incapable person in the White House, but what do we do other than get rid of him, which is not going to happen, John? So we have to rely on him to do something. So, I mean, at this point in time, John, what would you do if the president is indeed in charge of something, maybe a maneuver that counteracts some sort of an attack either here or elsewhere? I mean, we'd have to rely on him, John. We've had no choice.
Well, thank you for the call, Ralph. You know, that is the problem. However, we need a leader that is going to show strength. We need leaders in Washington that is going to show strength and resolve and leadership for everyone in the country. How are Americans supposed to relax? What you saw yesterday, does that strike you as someone that's in command? Does that seem to you like someone that is taking this thing, this whole threat seriously, that announces to the world that we don't have a strategy? Is that what some of our great leaders have done? Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls on the Savage Nation. You can call in. We'd love to talk to you. Talk to people coast to coast. 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. 1-855-400-7282. Brian is listening. He's on line 8 on WJR in Michigan. Brian, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing, John?
Very well, Brian. Go right ahead.
Well, I got a statement and a constitutional question if there's time. But my statement is the nation has to realize this man is a local community organizer. Okay? He has no business on or comprehension of world politics or being on the world stage. And he is being controlled by someone or an entity of people. And whatever that is, I'm not making any statements, but it's financially driven. And my constitution, about the suit, what that is, I see that as a bunch of BS, him trying to act like the common man with his second-rate suit, you know, because when you're trying to join the enemy, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing.
I know, but he's the leader of the free world, Brian. He's the commander-in-chief. He's, you know, think of everything you do and how it's examined. And how could you be so careless? Brian, how could he make a statement like that? And how could he come off just so casual? You know, how could he come off as though it's almost something not a priority, nothing he's concerned about, Brian?
Exactly. We are his enemy, and he is a liar. He has lied to us with everything he has said. You can count on it being the opposite of what he does.
Well, you know what's thank you for the call, Brian. You know what's amazing, though, is think of the power that we have in the world and the United States and the countries that depend on us and our allies. And right now, I mean, as I had said, I know the caller was trying to say, oh, this is all just a distraction because of amnesty. Well, tell that to the people of Great Britain. Tell that to Prime Minister David Cameron, who you heard. Tell that right now as Italy has also stepped over security. You know, this is... As our own people have said, the own people of the administration have said, that this is the most serious threat that we have faced. This is a well-financed terrorist organization. And right now, think of what it's doing, that Britain has raised the terrorism threat level to severe. That is not done lightly. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. You know, on the website, if you're a listener like I am to Dr. Savage, folks, you should really log onto the website. You can see the different links. You can find out the news that you're not going to see in the regular mainstream media. And on top of that, hey, why not? Why not pre-order Dr. Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth? Pre-order it today, either from the website or BarnesandNoble.com. More of your phone calls coming up. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I can tell you that at the direction of the president, every element of the president's national security team is focused on making sure that we are putting in place the kind of strategy and implementing and executing on the strategy the president has laid out for protecting the national security interests of the United States.
You're tuned to The Savage Nation. That is the voice of Josh Earnest, White House spokesperson. How about he's still trying to defend President Obama's suit from yesterday? President Barack Obama's tan suit remained a topic at Friday's White House press briefing. As the White House press secretary Josh Earnest told reporters, the president, quote, feels pretty good about his fashion choice. The president stands squarely behind his decision he made yesterday to wear his summer suit at yesterday's news conference. It's the Thursday before Labor Day. He feels pretty good about it. Asked why he wasn't wearing a summer suit, Earnest jokingly said, I've contemplated it. You know, see, this is the attitude that you're getting from your White House when people there continue to act nonchalant. Don't you get the feeling that everything is a joke with this crowd? Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro taking your calls on the Savage Nation. Let's go out to line one. Mike is listening on WABC in New York. Mike is up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. I'll try to make it brief. What I don't understand is we spend, I guess, around $1 trillion a year on defense and intelligence and the NSA and the White House whole staff and all that, and they didn't have a contingency plan for what happens if ISIS gets out of control. It took till an American head was cut off to get the president's attention on this. I mean, I don't really think that that's true. I think that the intelligence community and the Defense Department had contingency plans. The president just is such a bad manager that he never inquired about them. And it took until it became a big news story that was possibly embarrassing to him, with a guy's head getting cut off, to get his attention. And that's the problem, is he always finds out about everything through the news.
Well, and that's also, thank you for the call, Mike. You know, there were reports today and different stories. I saw Media Research Center had the story on the major broadcast networks were out in full force to defend the president about his remark of, we don't have a strategy. You know, leading the way was the new host of Meet the Press, Chuck Dodd, saying, you know, his words were taken too literally. But I love Representative Peter King of New York slamming the president's tan suit, saying it sends the wrong message to the world that he's not as serious as he needs to be. Leo is on line four, listening on WMAL. Leo, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
We talked, I think, last time you filled in. First off, Scotty Boy and Obama probably have something in common. They've never served in our military, so they don't know what it takes to secure the border, or the country, for that matter. So, ergo, we're in this situation. Now they're here. They're here. I mean, how much more do you need to hear that they're here than they're here? So what we need to do is, as soon as they launch something across the border, our National Guard needs to go down, full deployment. Rules of engagement are, you get shot at, you shoot back, period. Secondly, when they do launch something across the border, i.e. a car bomb or maybe even an unmanned aerial vehicle with a explosive, we need to drop a TAC nuke on their headquarters and say, we got you. One up.
That would be a bold step, but I think you need a bold leader to carry it out. Our phone number, 1-855-400-7282. Website's michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage,
the only conservative station.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation.
Hot Talk 560,
Dr. Michael KSFO. Savage. My name is John DePietro, taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Well, the president certainly raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday, President Obama. They're still trying to defend exactly what the president said and what he looked like when he said it at the press conference that they're now referring to as the No Strategy press conference. How about Ed Henry of Fox News? Did you see any of that last night? Could barely contain how stunned he was. President saying no concrete strategy to combat ISIS in Syria. And he just continued on this Friday to really grill White House spokesperson Josh Earnest over it. So, but of course, the network stepped up and all took turns saying, well, you know, that's not exactly what he meant. And it was taken out of context. And the president was just, you know, all right, so maybe he was wearing a tan suit. And maybe seemed a little relaxed, but when he said we don't have a strategy yet, you know, he stepped up. He was the one addressing the world. Do you continue to have faith in this president? Doesn't this resemble more of someone that is just maybe formally in office or someone who they're looking beyond to something else and just kind of going through the motions? Doesn't he strike you that way, that tone? I understand summertime. I understand summer vacation. But these are very important world events that we're dealing with. And then now, if you're just tuning in, Judicial Watch, they were the first ones to issue the warning and the word that apparently high-level federal law enforcement, intelligence, other sources have confirmed that a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice Defense agencies placed on alert, instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning this imminent terrorist threat. Do you feel that you're getting all the information out of the White House? Now, according to Judicial Watch, intelligence officials have picked up radio talk and chatter indicating that the terrorist groups are going to carry out an attack on our southern border. So for those listeners in the southern part of the United States, now maybe you have information, call the program 1-855-400-7282. When the White House went out of their way today to say, oh, the president has a strategy, he just didn't explain it right, do you believe the president from yesterday when President Obama said we don't have a strategy on how to deal with ISIS? Or do you believe the White House spokesman today saying, oh, no, we have a strategy? Now, keep in mind, this is all in the backdrop. Look at what's going on around the world. Italy is stepping up security over an alleged ISIS plot to kill the Pope. You have in London, Britain has raised the terrorism threat level to severe. Prime Minister David Cameron called a greater threat to our security than we've seen before. All of this, our allies, the world reacting. And yet the president continues on his summer vacation tour of fundraising, wearing casual suits, acting like not a care in the world. Do you have faith that this White House is keeping you safe, the country safe? Does the president seem focused? Do you believe him? Do you feel, was he made? I think he was being straightforward. They could try to cover up now. But when he said yesterday, we don't have a strategy, I think he was, you know, in an unguarded moment. I think he was being straightforward with us. I'd like to hear from you. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 7. Ray is listening on KSFO. Ray, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, we got to give the president the benefit of the doubt here, okay? He didn't know he was wearing a tan women's pantsuit until he read about it in the paper. He didn't have a strategy against ISIS until he read about it in the paper either. So, you know, let's give the guy a little chance to catch up on the news.
Right.
His suit was saying he's tan, rested, and ready. How about that?
Thank you for the call, Ray. You know, it is kind of reminiscent of people that have been away on vacation and coming back, maybe even your own life, folks, and you're going through all the, you know, hundreds of emails that you had while you were going away on vacation. Maybe it's a matter of that. The president is slowly getting back out of vacation mode into the work mode. The only problem is all of our safety and security is dependent on it. 1-855-400 Savage. Let's go to line 3. Clinton is listening on KCMO in Kansas City. Clinton, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. And Clinton, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Clinton.
Here's my point. First of all, I do agree with everybody. I think Obama has no business being in charge of our military. He doesn't have the experience. He is single-handedly ruining our military and is continuing to do so. That being said, secondly, I don't care if he was in tan underwear. He just doesn't belong where he is. I was in the military for 8 years, and this is my point. My point is that I was in administration. I was petty officer second class, and the bottom line is I sat upper echelon in communication with upper echelon of several commands. Whenever we did that, we had to go secure. And what that means is that nobody in the outside world except those two speaking can listen in or do anything like that. So here's what I posit. I posit that we have to consider that every time you hear a message by the Taliban or by ISIS or whoever the Muslim faction is that's supposedly or allegedly in a Mexican city, why are we hearing their messages? Every battle starts with a great diversionary tactic. So it has to be also considered that why are we hearing their messages? They're not.
Clinton, I want to ask you, though. Now, you started off by saying you don't care if he was standing up there in tan underwear. Now, I don't believe that. What branch of the service were you in?
I'm sorry, U.S. Navy.
All right. Now, did everybody have a different uniform, or was there a common uniform?
All the same, and I agree.
All the same. So don't say you don't care as if he was just up there in tan underwear. Clinton, if you and I were approaching a military base and we see two members of the military standing out front, and they are full of attention, dressed properly, proper uniform, doesn't that set a certain tone for how the operation works? Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely, and I think the reason I went there with that statement was because I thought I had a better point to make.
But don't you see what I'm saying? I mean, Clinton, if he walked out and just thank you for the call, but that, you know, that's not to be underestimated. I mean, there's a reason why everyone in the military wears the same uniform and why they have them dress properly. And don't underestimate that. Someone strolling in a summer suit sets the tone. And I don't mean in a good way, if too relaxed and too cool for the room and not a care in the world. I think it sets a, you know, I understand Congressman Peter King upset about that. And it does send the wrong message to the world. Let's go to line five. Speaking of New York, Ian is listening to great radio station WABC in New York. Ian, it's John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ian.
Hello. Yeah, I believe that he is sticking to his plan to fundamentally weaken and change America, just like William Ayers and Valerie Jarrett and the people that hate our military and hate the fact that we do give the world so much help and every great invention pretty much within under 300 years. And he fundamentally, and his wife, can't stand America. She was never proud of America. And here he is holding to his plan. And he probably has a plan to go play golf sometime this week, too.
Well, thank you for the call, Ian. I get like last week, and a lot of times I don't like her column, but Maureen Dowd in the New York Times saying the reason the president didn't go to Ferguson is because they don't have a golf course. I mean, there's just no end. This is a White House. They are tone deaf. The president can't get out of his own way. That is becoming clearer each day. Let's go to line one. Chris is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Chris, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, John. My point is this. I don't think there's any willingness. Set aside competencies. I don't think there's any willingness for Obama to change the circumstances or the situation that we see as glaringly obvious. You know, there is a threat. A threat exists, whether known or unknown, specifically with ISIS and specifically with our southern border. As a former member of the military, I had access to the daily intel briefing, a secret document. And I know there's stuff that we don't know. I mean, most of the time that's for our own protection, but that press conference yesterday left a lot to the imagination. And that's my point.
Chris, before you go, did you ever think you'd have a U.S. president step up and say we don't have a strategy yet? I mean, is that to me, that shows Chris disengaged, just completely not interested, not even going to try to pretend and fake his way through it.
No, yeah, completely and utterly out of touch.
Thank you for the call, Chris. I want to remind folks that you can always go online, and I encourage you to visit the website, michaelsavage.com, and it's your opportunity to pre-order Dr. Savage's forthcoming book. You can order it right now, pre-order. It's coming out October 7th. Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Pre-order it today from Barnes & Noble and on the website at michaelsavage.com. Pat on line four is listening on WBAP in Dallas. Pat, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. And, Pat, you're up next on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I just wanted to say, well, I agree with the previous caller that if his lips are moving, he's lying. And I feel like the reason he doesn't have a strategy is because he is a Muslim. He wants the Muslims to take over. That's why he's opened the border. That's why he's trying to destroy our military. That's why he's trying to take the guns away from us. He's one of them, and he wants them in here. And he doesn't care whether they come in or not.
Pat, what do you make of the president yesterday saying, we don't have a strategy yet?
Well, that's exactly the way I feel. He doesn't have a strategy. He doesn't want a strategy because he wants them in here. He wants them to take over. He's behind them 100%.
Thank you for the call, Pat. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, I'm looking at the website, michaelsavage.com. Folks, you need to check out some of the links. FBI domestic threat assessment amidst Islamic terrorism. What is this, politically correct now? How about the ISIS laptop reveals terror group working on a biological weapon? And also, you know, there was another story significant increase in terror chatter, haunting anniversary of 9/11 comes. All the different links to find out what's going on. Putin calls eastern Ukraine the new Russia. Log on to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Robert is listening on KSFO on line two. Robert, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John. Great job. Just wanted to try to make a couple of quick points here. I listened approximately a year ago to Colonel Anthony Schaefer that made a statement in regard to on an interview that he was in as to why Benghazi went down the way that it did. And it was a matter of Stevens started complaining back to senators and people in Washington saying, hey, you've got all these missiles coming in, these ground-to-air missiles coming in, and we need to put a stop to this. And they didn't like him starting to put his voice out there to acknowledge that this was going on. And that's the reason why they killed him. And the CIA was involved with moving those missiles in there. That was through Colonel Anthony Schaefer. And also, Robert Tosh Plumlee, who flies C-130 aircraft, he's been interviewed. I've listened to him interview. He's been flying aircraft ever since the Cuban Missile Crisis, but he's taken part in flying these missiles in to that area of the planet. And I think the reason that they're not going to shut down our southern border is because if they shut down the southern border, that the global elitists that basically pull the strings on us and run our government at this day, if you look, they're trying to set up a global North American. They're trying to merge Mexico, the United States, and Canada into just one basic chunk of real estate on the map. And if you look at all the super highways that are coming in through Texas, they want to be able to transport goods all the way from the southern United States all the way into Canada. They've already given a 50-year contract with a company in Spain to toll put tolls on all these highways, and they can charge any kind of tolls that they want against the American people, and there's no limit what they can do. It's crazy.
Thank you for the call, Robert. You know, I was just checking the Drudge Report. How about this story? Folks, I mean, you want to talk about how brazen some people are getting, and if you're wondering if this terrorist threat that the president doesn't have a strategy, whether or not they're here, how about a man who had an ISIS flag waving from his vehicle? This was in Chicago. Who else is from Chicago? I'm trying to think. Facing several charges after he threatened police with a bomb when he was pulled over on the southwest side of Chicago. Felony counts, disorderly conduct, according to Chicago police. Someone called police after seeing a suspicious person driving a new Pontiac with an ISIS flag waving out the windows. They are here. Bomb squad, FBI, Homeland Security responded to the scene. This is right in Chicago. I'm trying to think. Who else is from Chicago? Oh, that's right. One, the president. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. In for Dr. Michael Savage. My name is John DePietro, and you are listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You know, it was about 10 years ago I had the chance to travel to the Middle East. And it's amazing when you're dealing and seeing those people how on a daily basis they live in fear that possibly something could happen. And during the course of the trip, being with a group of American journalists, it got increasingly more dangerous. And we had one bodyguard, then two armed bodyguards. Who ever thought? I remember at the time thinking, what way is this to live? And suddenly now, we are starting to adapt. Not that severe, but coming pretty close. More of your phone calls ahead. Remember, the website's michaelsavage.com, and you're tuned to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Earlier today, the Home Secretary confirmed that the Joint Terrorism Analysis Center has increased the threat level in the United Kingdom from substantial to severe. This is the first time in 3 years that the threat to our country has been at this level.
You are tuned to The Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. That is the voice, Prime Minister David Cameron. Again, if you're just hearing the word today, it's as if the entire world is on alert. Britain raising their terrorism threat level to severe. First time, greater threat than they have seen before. Probably the tone of the warning even goes back to, it was July 2005, when you had the bombers kill 52 on the London transit system. Terrorism threat level. Now, this is just in Britain. Had considered substantial, meaning attack was highly likely, and the new level, severe. So there you have the Prime Minister on the scene, taking it very seriously, and now in our country. Now, this just came down, so you could be hearing this for the first time. The federal government believes a terrorist attack at the U.S.-Mexico border is imminent and has put out a bulletin on the matter. Government watchdog group, Judicial Watch, released the statement, Islamic terrorist groups have infiltrated a border city in Mexico and aim to use a car bomb to attack American interest. Now, you have all of this going on. And then there was the president yesterday. Mr. Relax. Mr. Press Conference of No Strategy. Strolling out in the now historic tan suit. Now, a lot of people obviously understood the significance and what it says to the world. New York Congressman Peter King spoke today and slammed the president's tan suit, saying it sends the wrong message to the world. Let's hear. This is Representative Peter King.
And then for him to walk out, I'm not trying to be trivial here, but in a light suit, light tan suit, saying that first he wants to talk about what most Americans care about. And he said that's the revision of the second quarter numbers on the economy. This is a week after Jim Foley was beheaded, and he's trying to act like, real Americans care about the economy, not about ISIS, and not about terrorism. And then he goes on to say that he has no strategy. Would you come away from yesterday afraid of the United States? Would you be afraid that the United States is going to use all its power to crush ISIS? Or would you think, here's a person who's going to go out and do a few fundraisers over the Labor Day weekend?
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
Let's go out to your phone calls. Again, I know some people may say, it does matter. What he was wearing does matter. I mean, if you are not paying attention to what's going on just in the world, other countries obviously taking this threat seriously. What more has to happen? Do you have confidence that the president is taking this seriously? Does he seem more concerned in fundraising? Does the president seem focused, engaged? This is no time for someone that's bored in the job or feels it's too demanding or feels it's too much work to stay on top of things. What do you think? Now, if you'd like to call in, the phone number again, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let's go out to line one. Now, Bonnie is listening on WBAP in Dallas. Bonnie, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Oh, thank you very much. The way he was dressed, is what I think is, it was just a slap in the face to all Americans. His arrogance of knowing that his plan is coming to pass. And I don't see how it can be a shock to anyone that Hamas is where they are. He's admitted even on TV, that he's Muslim. Has no one read the Quran? Has no one known what their agenda is? I mean, there was a movie that came out that Dinesh D'Souza tried to warn us how he was raised as a boy in through a college by a practicing Muslim communist. Now, what would that tell most people? I'm not understanding why the world is so blind. I mean, why America is so blinded and so shocked by what's going on. They did not look at Germany. They did not look at France. They did not look at England. What is the matter with people that their eyes are so blinded?
Bonnie, does he seem to you, especially yesterday, as a leader that commands respect?
A leader of the Muslims, maybe, but not of America. He's so arrogant that he's getting everything done of what he wanted to do when he came in. He hated America, and he wanted to see the downfall of it. And that is what's happening right now.
Bonnie, thank you for the call. We're taking your calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, the White House, they're still trying to explain, well, you know, the president wasn't understood properly. That's not what he meant. Listen, how else do you take it when a world leader in that capacity walks out, strolls out, wearing something that you'd look like you just wear to some kind of summer gathering, and then say, well, we really don't have a strategy? I mean, that doesn't that show it? You know what it shows me? He's just not that interested. I mean, how do you argue? That does not seem someone that this, you know what it says? It says it's not a priority. Don't you agree? What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. Kevin is listening. He's on line 9 in South Carolina on WTMA. Kevin, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Don. Or John, I'm not sure.
It's John with a J. Go right ahead, John. Kevin. Okay. Kevin with a K and John with a J.
And the lady that was on before, he is an excellent leader. It's just, what is he leading us over the cliff? David Horowitz has done an excellent expose of him on discoverthenetworks.org. I agree with all your other callers. He hates us. I think he walks into his office or into his home every night, shuts the door, and falls down laughing. He has succeeded beyond his wildest dreams.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. You know, as we learn today now that apparently there is a threat at the southern border, doesn't it seem odd to you that all summer long, especially leading the charge, was Dr. Michael Savage, for how long now screaming, you need a secure border? You can't have all these people coming over the border. And what were they telling you? Oh, it's just border children. They're just harmless kids. You got to help the kids. You even had some complete sellouts going down there with, what, coloring books and soccer balls. And now what are we finding out? Well, we found out that there are illegals in classrooms and schools and cities and towns across America. You can't ask them. You can't ask them to verify how old they are. So you have 35-year-old men from Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, sitting in a classroom, oogling at young 15-year-old girls in the school district. They're irate. I mean, it's completely wrong, and yet the hands are tied. They can't even ask them. I read the story yesterday, the mayor saying, you know, some of these, quote, children have gray hair, and they have wrinkles, and they look older than I do. And yet they can't ask them to verify because the Obama White House says, no, you have no right to question some of these, quote, foreign enrollees. You know, for months, people have been complaining and screaming up and down about the border open, all these people just pouring over the border. And now what do we find out? The feds have issued a bulletin on an imminent attack on the U.S. And guess where? At the border. Islamic State in Mexico. This is exactly what people have been concerned about. This is exactly the problem that people have been worried that could be the result of not enforcing the law or the border. Let's go to line 8. Bruno is listening on KBET in Las Vegas. Bruno, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bruno.
Hello, Mr. DePietro, sir. I live out here in Arizona, northwest part up of the Kingman area.
Yes.
And I was in the military for 30. I got a Sergeant Major 94, and I had...
Thank you for your service, Bruno. Nice and clear now. Go right ahead.
I got a lady up here to come into my business, and her son is in the DPS, Department of Public Safety.
Yes.
And 3 days ago, in fact, I was listening on the radio, I was telling you the call screen, a gentleman, and she came in and told me that her son was sent down a dispatch down to the southern part of the state. And she said that they're taking officers from different areas down there for some reason. I would imagine what you said about the situation going down on my southern border in my state.
Well, thank you for the call, Bruno. Well, there's something up. I mean, look at what's going on around the world. Italy on high alert now. They're saying ISIS. Can you imagine if ISIS, they end up, apparently they may go after Pope Francis. You have Britain on a higher alert for an imminent terrorist attack. You have the feds issuing a statement at our southern border. You have the president. Where is President Obama? Is he in charge? Is he in control? Is he assuring everyone the way New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani did on 9/11? No, where's the president? He's out fundraising. But he is flying back to Washington tonight. So that leads you to think how serious this is, that he's going to not be out partying in New York City area tonight, but instead flying back to Washington. Something is up. Line 5 is Charles listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Charles, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Very well, Charles. Go right ahead. Happy Labor Day for you.
Happy Labor Day to you. Obama is really a disgrace for the office that he's supposed to uphold, which he doesn't. He can't even be at one of his meetings on time. I was in the military, and the one thing you had to do is be on time for what you were supposed to do. Number two, I think President Obama has a plan, but it's not for us. Number one, the borders are open. We have no idea who's been coming across these borders or for how long they've been coming across. I believe Obama's been in office now just about 6 years. And I still believe strongly that Obama's a Muslim. And secondly, all the illegals who had the right to vote for him to be reelected, I don't know why it is that Mitt Romney didn't file some kind of a lawsuit against the illegal voting system for allowing that to happen. Obama, another thing, Obama does not want any of us to have guns, if you take notice of that. You still there?
I'm listening to you, Charles.
I'm sorry. Obama doesn't want us to have guns.
Now, why do you think that is? Connect all the dots. Opens the border. Allows people to come flooding in. Wants to take away guns, announces to the world that our military does not have a strategy against a terrorist organization that is setting up to strike our ally and ourself. Now, if you connect all the dots with your military mind, Charles, he strikes me, now you tell me because you have the military experience, but it's almost as if he doesn't have our interests at heart, that he is does not looking out for your best interests and our best interests. Would you say that's fair?
He's definitely not looking out for our best interests. I mean, not only does he not want us to have guns, I don't know if you're into shooting or anything, but you cannot even find reload ammunition, in other words, to reload your own ammunition, because I hunt and everything I've been doing since I was 14.
I see. Charles, listen, thank you for your service. Folks, our phone number 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up. Stay tuned. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Last point with respect to Assad, it's not just my opinion. I think it'd be international opinion that Assad's lost legitimacy in terms of dropping barrel bombs on innocent families and killing tens of thousands of people.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. That is the voice of President Obama. Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls on The Savage Nation. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. Out to the phones, line 4 is Jennifer. She's listening on WFTL in Florida. Jennifer, you're up on The Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
You know, I was thinking, everyone's making a big deal about this tan suit. Could it be Obama somewhat giving something to the ISIS? Why would he wear a tan suit? Isn't that things that those colors that they wear over there in where they're chopping people's head off, they're looking those types of colors, it not only does it not seem presidential, but it seems like he was kind of sending them a message, come and bomb us, or come and do, you know, it's ready for you. It's just so odd that, for of all days, for him to wear a tan suit, and it's like no one's getting it.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Jennifer, because not only was he wearing a tan suit just out of nowhere, as you said, but keep in mind also the context of then announcing we don't have a strategy yet. Now, Jennifer, when you say this, is this, I have to ask, did this come into your mind or have you been reading online? Because, see, people have sent me links that they are almost echoing. Someone compared it to in the Zapruder film where you see that umbrella go up, that it's some kind of a signal being sent to someone. Now, I am curious, and there's nothing wrong, but is this something that you figured out or that you came upon, or did you read this somewhere?
I thought of it myself. Today on the Today Show, I don't know why I would watch it. I was getting ready for work. They're tweeting about the tan suit. They think it's so cute and this and that, and I'm thinking to myself, And then when I was listening to you on the way home from work, I said, you know, what if Obama really is sending a message to these people? It just didn't seem right. Doesn't it sound odd, even to probably all of your listeners are thinking the same thing now?
Well, Jennifer, thank you for the call. I mean, I'm looking at the headline on the Daily Telegraph, Greatest Terror Threat in UK History. That's what they're dealing with. Greatest Terror Threat in UK History. And meanwhile, our president is walking around in a taupe suit. Would Putin wear a suit like that, or would he be more in command? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls ahead on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will always do what is necessary to protect the American people and defend against evolving threats to our homeland. Because of our strikes, the terrorists of ISIL are losing arms and equipment. In some areas, Iraqi government and Kurdish forces have begun to push them back. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. If you'd like to join the program, 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. Let's go out to the phones. Line 9 is Mike. He's listening on KSFO. Mike, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I listen to this program every day, and I hear all the problems that are going on. And as disgusted as I am by our president, I'm almost more disgusted by our Republican Party. With all of this going on, they sure are very quiet. And, man, if there was ever an opportunity for them to actually make a difference, change an image, and have an entire country that's basically on both sides of the aisle going, what's going on with our president, their opportunity is right now.
But here's the thing. In what regard? I mean, how do you feel that the... all right, if you want to go to the Republicans, that's fine. But where are they dropping the ball? What, you know, what do you want to see from the Republican Party, Mike?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, where do you start? How the... basically, to talk about border security, to talk about... I mean, they're quiet. They're really not talking about border security. They're not talking about what's happening to the military. They're not talking about...
How can you say they're not talking about border security? I mean, are you not paying attention? I mean, they're the only ones talking about border security. What do you expect them to do? They're threatening to shut down the government over immigration. Listen, I'm not... you know, I'm not trying to be the big defender of the Republican Party, but, I mean, as opposed to what? You want to follow Nancy Pelosi? Like, what are you talking about? They're not doing anything. They're the only voice that is doing anything, Mike.
You know, John Boehner is such a disappointment. I just respectfully disagree.
I appreciate the call. I mean, you have to be reasonable, and you have to support someone who is speaking up. But border security, folks, I mean, if it weren't for the Republicans, can you imagine? I mean, do you know the immigration bill that passed through? The only reason President Obama is maybe going to take executive action and grant 5 million illegals amnesty is because so many of the Republican Party won't cave in, especially, you know, members of the Tea Party that are Republicans. I mean, you have to have the outrage where it belongs, don't you think? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I mean, put the blame where it belongs. You can put a lot of blame, but it is not in this one. And it's the Republicans that lead the charge on keeping the nation safe. Now, you know, and if they weren't there, say what you want, but think even how much more aggressive President Obama would be. Line 6 is William, and he's listening on WVTS in Charleston. William, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
And I'm here, and I really want to give you a Marine's perspective, a combat Marine's perspective on what would be a way to deal with ISIS at the present time.
Go right ahead.
Would be to encircle them with a radar and also with gunships, A-10 Warthogs, AC-130 gunships, and encircle them. It's the circle encirclement should bulge out some into Syria so that we get them into a perimeter that tightens, and then we should start just shooting them with the inclination, the determination to kill all of them. All of them in the northern Iraqi area, all of them in Syria, we should just kill them all. If you know anything about AC-130 gunships, they shoot 105 artillery shells out of them. They shoot Gatling guns, 20-millimeter Gatling guns. They shoot 40-millimeter rapid-firing cannon. I want to kill them all.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said. First of all, thank you for your service, William. But I do agree. I know people don't want to. We obviously, you know, people don't want to send more troops in to that area of the world. But there is something to be said for fight them over there as opposed to here. But it is a shame that as we're heading into the Labor Day weekend, and today, Friday, is the start of the Labor Day weekend. I mean, look at what is going on in the world. As I mentioned, the Daily Telegraph, their headline for tomorrow: greatest terror threat in UK history. Britain faces the greatest and deepest terror threat in the country's history, David Cameron warned as he pledged emergency measures to tackle extremists. The UK terror threat was raised to, quote, severe, second highest, meaning the terrorist attack is highly likely in light of the growing danger from British jihadists returning from Iraq and Syria. You know, there's another story that's on the front page that's not getting a lot of play here. And that is, the headline is, "Don't mess with us. We have nuclear weapons. Putin warns the West." Putin threatened last night to use Russia's nuclear arsenal against any country that opposed his military carve-up of eastern Ukraine as European leaders prepared to meet to discuss new sanctions on Moscow. The Russian president told Western governments not to forget that, quote, Russia's one of the leading nuclear powers. It's best not to mess with us. Now, you compare that to President Obama strolling out yesterday in that tan suit. And like I had asked, is that something, do you think, would Putin have worn a suit like that? Is that a suit that says we mean business? I know some people, they could easily dismiss this, and people are just going after the president. But, you know, you can send different messages. And this is a time the president should be sending a message of command and authority. We are in charge. We are in control. Not lounging about and saying we don't have a strategy. Does that strike you? Is that the proper way to deal with these animals, with these savages? Excuse me, but if with these barbarians that want to destroy us, 1-855-400-SAVAGE is our phone number. Let's go to line 9. Deborah is listening on KVOR in Colorado Springs. Deborah, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Come Back to Her. Obviously, getting ready to talk to us. Instead, let's go to line 7, and Mike is listening on WABC in New York. Mike, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
Former Marine.
Thank you for your service, Mike.
Thank you. I think there's a whole lot more going on than anybody realizes. We're all talking about Obama and what he wears. Basically, I feel that he is a Trojan horse, and he has been. And the end game to this is, not counting ISIS. ISIS is a problem without a doubt, but right now we have a problem in this country. And I think that this end game of this plan internally is the beginning of the end of the Caucasian population in this country. A big thing that's in his way are the baby boomers, because there's a whole lot of us, and the powers that be know that they cannot change the way we think. They already started to change our children's way of thinking and Generation X, whatever they are prior. Post baby boomers. There's so many bullets that I could give you now. One other thing. KSM, which is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
yes,
years ago in Guantanamo Bay, when he was in front of a judge and attorneys, he said, and this is quote, "Your own government will turn against you." Okay, he knows. He knew. Okay, this is way, way bigger than what any of us are thinking or talking about, and I think the talking has to stop. We need generals, we need politicians, we need people in power to take power. We can't do it. The little people cannot do it. Okay, we cannot fight them. They took half the people's weapons away. This is what it's coming to, and it scares me to death. Okay?
Thank you for that. I'm going to hold it there, Mike. Thank you for the call. You know, I'm looking at some of the headlines that the Europeans are going to wake up to. One is climate of fear. UK terror threat level raised to severe. Prime Minister unveils plans for legislation to allow seizure of militants' passports. They're urging the West to unite to confront the ISIS threat. More than 9,000 police officers man Ring of Steel in preparation for next week's critical NATO summit. Security sources warn jihadists are planning terror operations. That's the headline in The Independent. They're taking it very serious overseas. It's too bad we don't have a president that is a little more serious about it. Instead, we have a president saying he doesn't have a plan yet. Well, he better get one fast. He certainly better develop one, and develop one very, very quickly. Alex is listening on line 5. Alex is listening online in California. Alex, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Alex.
Hi. I think it's a bad idea to talk about things like the color of his suit. And what it does is it delegitimizes the argument, which is legitimate, about the content of his speech and what he's saying. I mean, talking about not having a plan, you know, but being petty and talking about, oh, well, does this mean, you know, he's trying to send a message to people in Islam or whatever, that gives him ammunition, and the people that support him ammunition saying, and look at how they pick apart him for every little ridiculous reason, when we have plenty of legitimate reasons to be picking him apart, especially on that particular speech.
Well, so Alex, how do you make a comment like that when the fact, you know, you can't ignore everything. You're still talking about someone that, you know, ran out of the press conference after talking about an American that was killed overseas just to, as we know, to jump on the golf course. And believe me, there were plenty of people that would like to give the president a pass. But you have to step back and say, you know, is that appropriate? Is this, think of the context. We're not talking about it was an Easter egg roll. We're not talking about it was just, you know, summer Friday and or whatever, a Thursday in the summer and there's no news. This is obviously a very serious threat. Look at what is happening in Europe. I mean, they are tone deaf. He is checked out, Alex. I mean, we would all like to just be able to, you can't ignore the events that are happening in the world right now. Let's go to line two. Jeff is listening in Des Moines, Iowa on KWQW. Jeff, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I just got an issue with Dr. Savage. I just want to say I was an immigrant at one point, and I don't see what's the big deal. Let these people come in.
From where?
Well, from Mexico, Eastern Europe, because I come from Bosnia, and I'm college educated right now running the company.
Are you illegal? Are you legal or illegal?
Absolutely legal.
How is that possible? How did you become legal?
I was a refugee at one point, and yeah. I have U.S. passport right now. I'm college educated. I have three kids, and
you are different, Jeff, than 99% of the people that are coming in that don't offer us anything, that need to go on our services and want to drain all our social services. That need to go into education and health. They go to our schools for free. They don't pay taxes. And it's also, frankly, I mean, look at what is happening. Where in Britain, they want to take back, 9,000? Or they want to start taking back passports? And in our country, we have a legitimate threat at the border right now. And you're saying, who are these people? What do you mean, let these people come in? What people? Anybody? We're just going to let anybody come in? I mean, are you that blind to what is going on? Look, if anything, we're learning just how important it is to control the flow of people coming in. Our phone number 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and more of your phone calls ahead on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro taking your calls. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. Visit the website. You're going to see links, all the stories, many that you may not see in the mainstream media, but also your opportunity to pre-order the Michael Savage book coming out October 7th, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Pre-order it today, either at michaelsavage.com or from Barnes & Noble. Let's go out to the phones. John on line 3 is listening on WABC in New York. John, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. Yes, I want to say that if Obama believes in the traditional American way of life, and that's a big if, he has no idea about how to conduct statecraft. Okay, he talks about putting the cart before the horse. How many weeks has this guy had, if not months, has he had to develop an ISIS strategy? Now compare that with John F. Kennedy. How many days, not weeks, how many days did he have to resolve the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Good point, John. It's a good point. And John, let me ask you this. Did President Kennedy ever tip off the Soviets that he was unsure what to do at the time?
Certainly not. He had more savvy than that. And this guy, Obama, he talks about ISIS being the junior varsity. No, he's the junior varsity.
At best.
He's a national disgrace. He defies refined, polite, informed criticism. He's a national disgrace.
John, thank you for the call. The website is michaelsavage.com. I want to thank Neil and Rob. Do a great job for Savage Nation. Dr. Savage, we'll be back next week. This is John DePietro, and you've been listening to The Savage Nation.
I'm gonna live it up. I'm taking the fight. I said I'll never
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.